Sterling Spearn is with the Kellogg Foundation. He's at the Mackinac Policy Conference. Sterling, how are you?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Thanks so much. How is it on the island this morning?
Oh, it's a gorgeous morning. A gorgeous morning up here on the island at the Grand Hotel.
Tell me what the Kellogg Foundation does.
Well, we're committed to creating the conditions of success for vulnerable kids, and we have a major commitment to our home state of Michigan, where we invest over $80 million a year in supporting kids in Michigan.
All right. As the president and CEO of the foundation, tell us some of the things that you've been able to do through the foundation.
Well, we've really lifted up this the ages of from birth to third grade as a key developmental time for children, and working with the governor's office of Great Start, we just came off of a panel presentation with business leaders making the business case for significantly increased investments in early childhood. Someone used the metaphor of, you know, the horse race starting gate is at birth, it's not at kindergarten, and we're trying to work with allies and partners around the state, school districts, early childhood programs, as well as business and government, to increase the investments in early childhood so more of our five-year-olds, all of our five-year-olds, walk into kindergarten ready to learn and are on grade level by third grade.
All right. Tell us about the panel that you moderate and the discussion on the business case for intensified preschool and other early childhood programs.
Well, our panel really had three folks with great experience in business, government, and philanthropy. Paul Hilligans, who's Senior Vice President for DTE Energy, but used to lead Detroit Renaissance and was for many years a member of the House and Speaker of the House in Lansing. Paul was on the panel. Susan Broman, who is Governor Snyder's first director of his new Office of Great Start. She serves as a deputy superintendent in our Department of Education. And then Chandra Moore, who's an architect and a founder and director of her own design studio, COG Design Studio, who designs spaces for children, most recently St. Jude's Hospital and the pavilions on the riverfront, on the river.
We have talked with many experts on this program, and they all reiterate the fact that preschool, pre-K education is, if not as, more important than any other education that a child can receive, yet finding funding from that, from our legislators, is a big, big challenge. How can we change that?
Yeah, that was making the case today to a largely business audience was exactly that, about how Michigan can really go through a game change and think about this as a great business opportunity. Many of the speakers yesterday, a panel of entrepreneurs, the governor talking about innovation and scalability and taking risks and working across the silos of the sectors of business, nonprofits, and government. The evidence is clear, which is interesting. Later today, the Michigan Early Childhood Business Plan is going to be unveiled, you know, making the case for the return on investment. But that's been done, the economics, the science. What hasn't been done is taking an innovative approach to this, and this is what we want to sit down with business and governmental leaders and say we're obviously not thinking about the 0 to 5 space in a way that would take us to every kid walking into kindergarten ready to learn. We incrementally look at this as begrudgingly increasing social investments when, in fact, as you said, this the evidence says this is the place you want to go to scale every kid having a quality early childhood experience and every parent really, you know, being able to be supported in being a great parent for their kid.
All right, the folks who can make this happen when it comes to funding are the legislators, and we've talked with many of them, and they agree with what the information says, that we need to get to pre-K standing more on stable ground, but they don't put their money where their mouth is. How do we change that?
Yeah, I think in both, you know, strong allies and encouraging partners, we really have to take the challenge that's coming out of this conference to say Michigan really needs to break out. The governor described this as a comeback state. Reinventing the state would mean, you know, not increasing investments by 5%, but looking at, we actually have over 100,000 babies born in Michigan every year. And multiply that by 5. 500,000 families with kids 0 to 5. If a business person looked at that and said, this is my market, these are my customers, I need to bring them goods and services and products that get this result, the returns to the public budgets of Michigan would be huge. One innovative financing mechanism is what are called social impact bonds, where the legislature could, issue 20-year bonds to raise the money now to make a bold investment to all of our babies born and all of our kids 0 to 5, and then reap the benefits with reduced, costs on the public budgets from incarceration rates and high school dropouts. Again, the return on investment is there. We just need to be bold and take the risk of making the investment up front.
All right. How do you get these people to be bold?
Well, I was referencing, we had four entrepreneurs yesterday, Angel Gambino from Detroit, saying we need radically different business models. Fareed Zakaria, the CNN commentator, was here. We sponsored his speech yesterday. He said research and development is different from innovation. You know, companies that are innovative, they don't spend a lot of money on R&D. They think about their business in a different way. So I kept consistently this morning trying to bring the business examples on thinking differently about this early childhood space so that we can get people to step up and not treat it as just another governmental program, but as truly a game-changer investment. And if we treated this like a business and invested that way, took the risks that the governor encouraged us to do, and be bold. And this 0 to 5 space is ripe for, a state, aligned across business and government and the nonprofit sector to be bold. We're just going to try to be, stimulating that conversation and raising the questions. People after our workshop this morning were very excited and enthusiastic about this.
All right, Sterling, I've got to get to a break. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.